the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sheriff, there's more to that story.
I think there's enough room for you to sit wherever you want.
That keeps disappearing, Jim.
Where did it end up though?
It ended up in my seat.
I'd like to welcome everybody to this Board of Supervisors meeting on November 21st, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have.
Which brings us to meet with department heads and elected officials. Kristen Pogomiller, Health Department.
Good morning. Last week we had our Board of Health meeting and they talked about the vaping ordinance sometime probably after the first of the year. They would like to see the vaping ordinance that was discussed previously, maybe a work session for that to discuss the possibility of an ordinance for parks and those type of things. There was also on their agenda a DNR septic inspection contract and essentially had some changes making, re-signing. I think they had some reimbursement changes as well as naming Russ as the subcontract to do those septic inspections for our county. And that are the pumper trucks is what those are. So it was just with the contract for that. And then they discussed the vicious animal ordinance that I know is on a work session coming up and kind of talked about things because chapter 351 puts the Board of Health, it involves it in the rabies as well as the confinement of animals suspicious for rabies and tagging. And then I also have, there is some holiday dinners, Thanksgiving Day dinner available to the public, and this is a free dinner for folks that wouldn't have a place to go. So that's on November 23rd, and it is from 12 to 3 at the Steamboat Senior Center, and it's put on by Hope Community Church, Faith Temple, COIG, and other community organizations, and it's open to anyone that who is in need or does not have family. And so that is open to the public. And then they're also serving some Thanksgiving dinner at, the Salvation Army is actually doing one at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, a free dinner for those that who are in need, anyone who is in need. And then Optimum Resource Center is also doing one, and it's also tomorrow from 12 to 1, open to the public for anyone in need. So there are some free dinners out there for those who may.
Where was that?
The one on Thanksgiving Day is at the Steamboat Senior Center from 12 to 3. The one on tomorrow night is at Salvation Army, and that's at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Optime is doing one at the Optime Resource Center from 12 to 1.
Recovery Center being 910 Cottonwood.
That's in Cottonwood.
Yeah. And I can give this to everyone. Yeah. So.
Okay. Is everybody satisfied with Krista P? And thank you for that information. Moving right along, Ken Hyman, Little Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Good morning. Nothing really new to report today.
We'll make up something to report. We want to hear from you. Rodney Blesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Really nothing new to report today. Thank you.
How's your wife doing?
She's under the weather as well.
Well, you could have reported that, Rodney. Obviously, you don't care. Make sure someone tells her about that. Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. We'll be at the Lighted Holiday Parade this Saturday at 5. Great community event, so come on out if you're available. Our jail population, we're at 86, so we're trickling downwards. 15 were out of county and plus one juvenile. But numbers are moving in the right direction. Let's see how it goes. That's about all I've got.
All right. hopefully we can keep these numbers down throughout the entire week and the weekend. So we're counting on you, Kevin. No pressure. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Just keep busy like always. We got the county website moved over to a faster hosting service there last week. So nothing on the site itself changed, just a little back-end changes and had to do some redirecting. But working pretty well for it. Seems a lot snappier, and we got much more bandwidth than before. So hopefully shouldn't have run into any issues that we did this year in terms of the election website and that. But other than that, nothing to report.
Okay. Brings us to Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, good morning. Another time going on, we are putting together some applications for the wind and solar ordinances. So if we ever do get some applications or anybody looking to build something, we're getting those put together. I got a couple subdivisions we're kind of working with some people on that may be coming up. Otherwise, just kind of answering some questions, things like that.
Sarah Marie, auditor.
Good morning. We kind of are short-staffed at the moment. Some illness is going through the office, so we're busy getting accounts payable out today and working on wrapping up some back-end stuff from the election still and plugging away.
Well, we appreciate you plugging away. Thank you much. And Brian Carter, county engineer.
Good morning. Whole lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. It's kind of our busy season internally, but we did get one, I think, good phone call. I told you we've been waiting on permits and such for the two Arbor bridges. We're good to go on the one that's on Upper Flint, I guess is how I identify it. We've been waiting on the one on Highway 99, and I got a verbal, well, I had a phone call, so I got a verbal approval or a verbal confirmation yesterday that we should be somewhere in the 2 to 3 week area for having a signed 408 permit, which then allows them to issue the 404 permit, which both of which are required from the Corps of Engineers because we have a Corps certified levee on one end of that bridge. So so what that does is, even though we don't have the permit in hand, it was nice of the lady to call. She's easily the most communicative person I've had with the Corps of Engineers. It lets us start getting serious about bid paperwork. In fact, he was gonna start that up today. And I had really hoped to bid that in December, but when you start looking at all the holidays, and then there's a DOT bid letting we need to avoid in December also, it's probably gonna be January, but we haven't ruled out December. We're gonna sit down, consultants making some final changes on the plans that we've gone through and reviewed. So it's gonna kind of depend on where everything's at when I talk to them this afternoon. But realistically, we're probably looking at a bid for both those bridges, probably mid-December or after the first two. Right now, I don't know for sure. But I have heard from a few contractors. It sounds like they're short on winter work and short on work for the year, so we may open the Upper Flint Bridge to winter work, which means that it would be closed sometime and obviously be the latter half of the winter when you think about it. We don't bid it till January, but we may allow that to happen. So I'll keep you guys in tune with that and see what's going on. The bridge on 99, I don't intend to be or to allow for winter work, so I don't know. It'll be a pretty wide open schedule. Our goal on that one will be to make sure it's open before harvest next year, whenever that were to happen. I would guess each of these projects will be probably roughly 3 month projects, 3 month closures if I had to take a flyer at it. Could be a shade longer, but somewhere in that ballpark. That's about as short as you can do a full bridge with removal and construction, 60 days. It's pretty tight. So, but that's roughly three, maybe a little bit more when we do those. So I'll give you more information as we go, but that's good news for us to get those bids together and start working towards that. Certainly meets the deadlines that we had to meet for ARPA. So that's a good thing. And there's a lot of other project stuff getting work done right now, but that's the big thing. The guys, our crews are still moving along, still ditching. Got a couple of culvert projects. I know they've got, hopefully, they're hoping to get done before the winter weather really chases us. So anytime you can get that kind of work done in late November, early December, I still say you're on bonus time, and anything you get done is bonus work. So at that point in the construction season, so they're still pushing. That's what I'll tell you. So we'll have a few road closures coming up. We'll send those notices out like we always do.
Where's the bridge on it?
It's the far north one. It would be right by the Hawkeye Road intersection. Immediately south, I guess, is what I'd call it, but it's right there at that intersection. It's the final bridge on 99 that we have either not replaced or rehabbed since we took it over in 2002, I want to say. 2002, 2003, we're in there.
That's one by Hawkeye Road.
It is,
almost to Oakville.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost to Oakville, but I'm not sure that's, I think it's Yellow Springs Creek that comes down underneath it, but I have to double check that. So, typically when you start talking Hawkeye Dolby, you're talking more often to the bottoms over there, but I can double check for you. But yeah, it's the far north one, far north bridge, before it's a mile from the county line, roughly, if that.
That's how you get over to the levee by going east. There's a dirt road that runs back over there.
I think you're talking a different spot.
Yeah.
I can show you on the map when we're done, so you have a better feel for it.
That's the road. Bridge, you turn, it only goes west, you go up top the hill, down around. You go to that Amish place where they serve all that good, sweet stuff.
To get into the bottoms, you've got to go north or south to a county road and go, it's gravel roads going east into the bottoms there.
Okay. Is the press table satisfied? You're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. All right, moving on to correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Jim?
Apparently we do.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, go ahead.
If you'll permit me to eliminate a lot of this bureaucratic boilerplate. Iowa Army Ammunition Plant has requested a permit modification. The permit modification request proposed to establish the groundwater compliance monitoring program for the post-closure ash disposal cell trench 5 of the inert disposal area located on the property. This permit modification request proposed changes to the groundwater monitoring program being conducted at the post-closure unit, trench 5. Specifically, the permittees requested moving from a groundwater detection monitoring program to a compliance monitoring program, Trench 5. Anyway, their permit modification was granted by the Environmental Protection Agency. Did you get all that, Bob?
Right there.
So, that's...
If you didn't get that, Bob, you can get a copy of it later.
I think Chris has got a copy of this too. They mailed this out.
And if you're on that list.
Do you want that? It's going to cost you.
Get Bob's signature out real quick. I'll let you get it. I'll let you hold on to it for a while.
I expect this to be on the front page of the Hawkeye.
And James, did you have these regularly. James, did you have some correspondence as well?
I was getting ready to say I had no correspondence, and he told me to go ahead. Now I can't think of anything.
I had some correspondence. It was all about Brian, and I'll talk to him about it later. Actually, I didn't get any correspondence about you. Okay.
Me nil.
Not this time. And the last correspondence I got from you, Brian, was... somebody was giving you the thumbs up, so you're not always getting cussed, Brian. You're not always getting cussed. They said, even one person said, because I said, are you being sarcastic? Are you being serious? She said, I'm just loving the new road and the bridge. It's fantastic.
Okay.
I had to double check, and she said, nope, she was very, very pleased. I said, well, I'll take full responsibility.
They're even better once they're open.
It's like so much prettier and all that, right? Anyways, dude. Okay, moving on to discussion and vote. Now, first we have 5A, which is accounts payable claims on the amount of $886,833.84 in checks, $96,866.52 in wire transfer payments, for the grand total of $965,700.36. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
$11,000, almost $12,000 asked for juvenile detention again.
So. It keeps adding up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, brings us to 5B. It's the first year canvas for the 2023 school or city school election. Sarah Marie.
Okay, so out of 27,559 registered voters, we had 3,960 ballots casted with a 14.37% turnout. There was one write-in race for Danville, and Taylor Eisenman won that. Do you guys want me to go through the whole list of whoever won, or?
Did he agree to serve?
Yes, he did, and he turned all his paperwork and everything in. That's the other thing we were waiting for last week, but we got all of that submitted, so he's good to go.
And yeah, I would prefer to go through that. Can you just list
everything? Yeah, so for City Council for Burlington, Tim Scott and Kay Weiss got the four-year seat, and then Antonio Bailey got the two-year. For School Board, Tammy Anderson, Deborah Hatterberg, Annika McVeigh, and William Vance all took four-year seats. City of Danville, we had Dustin Fernald, Joe Huff, and then Taylor Eisenman with the write-in, and then Jerry Strauss for the mayor, and Ben Heckenberg for the two-year seat. For the school board for Danville, Samantha Dill, Andrew Tager, and then Tanner Thoman all got four-year seats. City of Mediapolis, James Reif and Herschel Schmuck got the four-year seat. Chuck Mastner got mayor, and then Jason Hutchison got the two-year seat. For Mediapolis School Board, there's Mark Carlson, Barbara Phillips, Leah Prawl, and Tim Zermelian all got four-year seats. City of Middletown, Eric Gerst is mayor, and then Scott Blom, Rodney Johnson, and Earl Martins all got four-year terms. New London School Board, we have... I'll announce that one in my second tier because that's not our sole. Same with Wapello. Okay, so City of West Burlington, Ron Teeter is mayor. And then Ringo Covert, Andy Crowner, and Teresa Lease all got four-year terms. And then for West Burlington School Board, Andrea Bowen, Michael Davis, and Vanessa Johnson all got four-year. The bond that we had on there for the City of Burlington, the public measure, it did win with a 77%, I believe. Let me look at this. 71.20% yes votes. So that did pass. Other than that, that's everything.
Sounds like everything. Okay. Gentlemen, can I get a motion to approve the canvas?
Move to approve the first year of canvas, 2023 city school election.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. That's a lot of paperwork. We're going to take care of this at the meeting.
Yeah, there's a ton to sign. Sorry.
So moving on to C, which is the second tier canvas for the 2023 city and school election. Sarah Marie.
So no changes with winners. There was some more additional votes for Danville, but other than that, these are just the counties that we have in with us that we are the control county that they have to submit their votes to us. So we added their votes in, but there was no change in winners for any race. So.
Motion to approve the second tier canvas.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Thank you guys. There's a lot more to sign in that one too.
Say thank you after we get done signing all that stuff. All right. Which brings us to D is the approval of the 2023 gas and electric assessment. This is from Concordia Township, Danville, Pleasant Grove, Union Township, Washington, Flint River Township, Mediapolis, Flint River and Danville, Franklin and Mediapolis, Huron and Mediapolis, Yellow Springs. I'm not going to read all of these, but it goes through the entire...
the state just gives those. If we don't want the money, we don't have to approve them.
Yeah.
Say that again, Tom.
Well, it is.
The state assesses the taxable value of the utilities, and so we need to approve it to be able to tax it.
Tom approved it, I'll second it.
Okay. Tom approved it, Jimmy seconded it. Let's vote on it, Sarah Marie.
All right, Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Heck, don't want that money to go back to the state.
They don't think they want that money to go back?
No.
And 5D, which is the approval of the 2023 utility assessment. Just like there's gas and electric, there's also a utility assessment. Tom, you want to say something about that?
Same thing.
Agree.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody can continue to move forward with their budget season. Move forward with their budget season.
Everybody looks like they're all ready to go to sleep.
Everybody's ready for Thanksgiving.
They thought Carter was giving a presentation.
Would you sit down before you fall down?
That's my spirit, man. All right,
we had an internal bet that we'd be done in 25 minutes. Wait on, you guys wrap this up.
And somebody's milking it.
Everybody was told to be quiet. So
we got an internal bet. I just want to know when we're done. Which brings us to 5F, which is minutes for regular meeting on November 14th, 2023. They've been viewed and okayed by the board.
Moved to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Do we have any other business?
I have none.
Which brings us to future agenda items.
I think we're having the, we're going to have that animal control.
I have it on
the
calendar
Tuesday,
for next.
I think that's when Lisa said she was available.
But we had something else too. Anyways. But yeah, that was one. Do we have opioid conversations coming up too that we needed to?
That would be a reason. She takes care of that.
We had a meeting last week. We didn't reach any kind of resolution yet. We had some ideas, and I think we're going to meet again in December. Or I'm sorry, January.
Okay.
So I would anticipate sometime shortly thereafter we'll be coming to you with at least some options.
Sounds good. Okay, gentlemen. Committee reports.
I attended a. Public health, and Chris will give a pretty good update on that. We got a vaping information that Dr. Jackson brought to the Board of Health about this vaping and that. And I did put a copy, have Sarah put a copy on your guys' desk.
Yes,
there's
thank you.
Copies over there for the media if they want it. Anybody wants it, it's real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
2023, this is what really got me. In 2023, 2.13 million U.S. middle and high school students used e-cigarettes. That is a bunch, but you just pick one of them up and read this. That's all I'm asking. And that's why the Board of Health actually wants to get a vaping order.
I'll be honest with you. Just the way I see people use them, I think they're probably more addictive than cigarettes. I was coming out of a store, a local store, I won't say which one. I was coming out of a local store and I saw a lady and gentleman coming in. And this lady was vaping. I mean, the whole time she's walking, I mean, with her in-breath, she was taking her breath and she was vaping and she was blowing it out. And just take, I mean, the whole time she's walking, just trying to get it in before she, and I see that happen lots of times when people standing by the door and they get close and man, they're just going after it. And it's like, nobody smokes a regular cigarette like that. But with these vapes, it's just unbelievable. And just the, obviously they're taking a lot of smoke, a lot of smoke comes out. But anyways, that's just, that can't be good. That can't be good. And I know there's still people that talk about having issues with like popcorn lung and stuff like that. So message needs to get out there. I was talking to a relative of mine that had the nerve to tell me, well, I've been doing good. I've been off of cigarettes for 3 months. All I'm doing is vaping now. I'm like, well, you're not doing any better. So, you know, people need to know that. You know, it's really not a good thing for you. And again, I'm not going to run anybody down. I'm an ex-smoker, but that stuff's no good. It's no good, anyways.
Well, if you read this, here you go on. 99% of the e-cigarettes still sold in the U.S. contain nicotine, even if it's not on the label. They've tested it, so it's real interesting. All I'm asking, just read it, make public aware of it.
Appreciate that, James. I had a Community Action Finance Committee meeting, and every 5 years we've got to go through and see if we're going to stick with the same bank. And we've got special needs there, but the bank we've been dealing with is still doing good. They're meeting all of our needs, so we've decided to stick with them for another 5 years. And then the other meeting was with the Workforce Development Board, and we're just discussing Accelerate Iowa. It's one of the big pushes. It's we've got a big group of people that are going into retirement in Iowa, a large group, and we're just trying to find young bodies, not bodies, but young people to fit those positions so that they can grow into them and try to get them in there before we lose out all that good information from the retirees. And then also another thing coming up, we've got, we have to decide by July 1st, but we pay $287,000 annually for the Workforce Center for Iowa Works, all inclusive for all of that. And been being taken care of by a small group, and now we're going to spread that out between 15 users for the cost on that. We've got to decide by the 15th, and I'm sure some of the users aren't going to be happy about that, but that's how it's going down. And then we also flipped $50,000 to the adult dislocated worker group, which that will cover us through the end of the year, and it didn't come out of anything else. It was extra funds. I think that's all I've got. Thomas?
I attended the COBCO, the City County Health Insurance Board meeting, and our loss ratio is above what the target rate was. Anyway, so we won't know next year's premium increase until late January, but they suspect it might be around 10%.
10% increase
is what they threw out there. So we won't know until I think the meeting is January 24th. Somewhere around that time, but don't add that to your budgets, because you know sometimes it's higher than that, sometimes it's lower than that. We'll wait and see. But it wasn't what I wanted to hear. That's all I had.
That's much. 10%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll be for finding out come the end of January.
Rain pours.
Okay.
My insurance went up, but I thought it was due to my age.
I just want to document it. My committee report was better than Tom's. Mine didn't come with any 10% increases, so that document on the record, Sarah Marie. Okay, now brings us to the time for a public input. We'd love to hear from you. We always do. If you'd like to call in, you can call us now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'd love to hear from you, or you can email us at board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. Again, that is B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com. You can email us at any time. We'd love to hear from you, good or bad. Jimmy's going to start the clock. We're going to give you 2 minutes. If there's anybody from the public that would like to say anything, anybody in the audience that would like to say something, you start the clock, James.
Yep.
Clock has started. Anybody from the audience like to say anything? Zach, you're eyeballing me. Something on your mind?
You've got my attention enough. I've been able to stay awake.
We appreciate it. We're so
close,
happy.
But
we're so happy that Zach's actually awake today. I know it wasn't easy for you. No. Just think how tough it's going to be when Brian gives his. Anyways. So, Thomas,
forward to Thanksgiving.
All right. Our Pam's going to be making her Reese's peanut butter surprise. Reese's peanut butter cup surprise.
James? I'll chime in. We had our budget meeting last week, and I think it's good when we get that group of people together outside of the board meeting, but at a meeting like that, I think it leads to conversation that a lot of us don't have on a regular basis between department heads. And I know you still sit by who's from your office and you still have that talk. And I know budget's not an enjoyable topic, but I think that's a good thing for inter-county communication away from an actual meeting and everything else. I thought that was worthwhile.
You just reminded me of the GIS meeting. We had GIS too this week. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we did. We had GIS meeting. So anyway, I think that's worthwhile. I don't think that's something all counties do, to be honest with you. I've not heard counties talk about it before.
I think we can thank Cheryl for that.
I agree. Cheryl kind of schedules that and makes it all happen, and that is my take.
You don't know any other counties that do that?
I don't, that way, but.
I oddly enjoy budget talks.
Well, I don't mind budget talks. I like the quality of my life. It's your life too. Yeah. So if you hated it, it would really make the rest of the job suck.
Like the challenges of it.
But I like the overall being able to see some people that you don't cross paths with all the time, and and appreciate conservation letting us use that area too.
Interesting take. Thank you. So
I would just like to throw out there that everybody's going to be eating on Thursday. Try not to overeat. We've got a problem with obesity in the United States.
Why would I not overeat?
Excuse me? Look at me when you say that.
I was just sucking in my gut and I wore my bra this morning so that nobody would call me out. But anyways, just be mindful. And it's not so much even that, which it is, but also just know we don't want to waste, because there's always going to be somebody hungry. So don't let your eyes be too big for your stomach. I'm giving you the advice that I gave to myself. I wrote it on my refrigerator. I always do around this time of the year, because I see food, man, I just want to grab it. But
Can I swing by and write advice on your refrigerator?
What's that?
Can I swing by and write advice on your refrigerator?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
And don't forget to be thankful.
Amen to that. James, anything else?
Well, we're just about in our 4 minute session here.
Well, we've kept you guys so long today.
We blew up Kevin's 25 minutes.
I was on the other side. I won't.
But Brian has a lot of control.
I had to make up. Ken went quiet today. I had to make up.
You can make it last as long or as short as you want.
You notice he chimed in multiple times.
He's a slicker, okay, that guy.
You can
He's
pay him later. Don't worry about it.
With an eye, we're out of here.
All right.
Thank you.